specific book. Fuck the Constitution, stick to fuck the rules of them. Warfield, Nelfield, Barnafield and Panafield. Lots of local stories that you may never care.
Hi, I Flick. Now it's me, Alan Smith, where we publish stories out of days, presents or not, on Saturday, May the 14th. So front page of the paper today is the police voice blues on mental health. So health services need to step forward so bobbies can do their own jobs, according to a senior officer. Superintendent Murray Main says partner agencies are not doing enough to look after folk in their time of crisis, leading to mayor strain being put on bobbies. The senior officer for Stephen Doon through retirement said bobbies were having to respond to situations that they're less equipped and not as well trained to deal with. Mr. Main said that there's a wider discussion that needs to be had around where policing starts and stops in terms of dealing with vulnerability. He said if the individual is taken to hospital by officers, 90% of the time they're released back into our care, which can often result in them being locked up. In 2022, that is surely not the right answer. He went on, we need to make sure that services are available 24/7 and that the bobbies are there only when there is no other alternatives. There is a need for other organisations to step forward. A spokesman for NHS Grampian and Health and Social Care Partnership said 24 access to specialist mental health assessment and care is available across Grampian to those that require it. So, well, I think this has been a thing. It's, you know, some of the bobbies have spoken about it before, just saying, like, you know, mere, mere of their time is taken up with, you know, dealing with folk who could probably be dealt with by other agencies. So you can't really blame him for bringing it up and, you know, trying to get some kind of fix on it. But very difficult now for everybody involved in, you know, if it fastens the bobbies at the end, it's, you know, it's not the best thing, but sometimes that's just how it is. Now, here is somebody saying the forests need to be more resilient in the future. So this is a woodlands must be adapted to minimise the risks of climate change, a new report has said. Foresters are being urged to future-proof Scotland's forests and woodlands by making them more resilient. This will allow them to continue to provide environmental, social and economic benefits and play a key role in achieving net zero by 2045. The advice published during National Plant Health Week is contained in a new UK forestry standard practice guide produced by the Forest Research Agency. It advises increasing tree species and diversity, creating mixed woodlands, using natural regeneration and the careful selection of tree provenance. Environmental Minister Mary McCallan said, our forests and woodlands have such a substantial role in helping to reduce climate change and nature loss, but we need to protect them and ensure they are up to the job well into the future. At the 2022 Institute of Chartered Foresters Conference on Climate Smart Forestry, Ms. McCallan highlighted the serious challenges with rapidly changing climate change, including milder, wetter winters and warmer, drier summers, mixed with more frequent extreme weather events. She added, with this change in climate, we also need to ensure Scotland's forests and woodlands are more resilient to the growing number of pests and diseases they are now facing. There's a climate emergency upon us right now, and keeping the status quo is simply not an option. It is essential that we make sure our forests are fit for the future. So, well, and just driving about in a couple of different places this last week or so, the amount of trees is blowing down, it's just going to be, you know, sitting about for ages and ages, because folk could hack them up and, you know, cut them, you know, gets rid of them. They just kind of keep tea. So, it's going to be a long time before they're all gone, but yeah, I can see the point of this. Definitely, you know, kind of just be a planting the same trees, you know, like Christmas tree things and firs. And just, it needs to add different trees, I think, to make it a proper go at. So, fingers crossed they managed to pull us off, but not going to be an easy job. Now, Aberdeen is to star in a new crime drama. So, a new crime drama set in Aberdeen is coming to the BBC. Filming is underway for a new three-part series called Granite Harbour. Creators LA Productions have begun filming at various locations across the northeast and Glasgow, but are remaining tight-lipped about fit familiar spots viewers can expect to see. BBC bosses were unable to provide confirmation of the various locations being used as production is at a very early stage. Gina Holmes, as executive producer for BBC Drama, said, I can't wait to see the story brought to life in its stunning Aberdeen setting by this brilliantly talented cast and crew. Romario Simpson, best known for Small Axe and Knots and Crosses, and Dundee-born actress Hannah Donaldson, known for her role in Murder Island and Annika, will lead the cast that also includes other leading Scottish acting talent Dawn Steele, Gary Lewis and Fiona Bell. Granite Harbour focuses on the story of Lance Corporal Davis Lindo, played by Simpson, who arrives in Aberdeen as a new recruit to Police Scotland. After finishing his tour with the Royal Military Police, he dreams of joining New Scotland Yard, but unfortunately for him, he finds himself sent to the North East as a detective constable and must quickly adapt to life in Aberdeen. When he arrives, he's paired with mentor DCI Tara Bartlett, played by Donaldson, for a murder case involving one of the most recognisable figures in the city's oil business. So, the BBC say audiences will be treated to an intriguing and captivating story with strong characters that will play out against the dramatic cityscape of Aberdeen and the North East. So, crikey, sounds very good. I'll better, get my hair washed and wash in my lugs and just walk about breathing in all the time in case I'm maybe in the background somewhere. You never know, they might be filming something in Kintore. So look out for me starring in a TV programme coming to your screen soon, maybe. Yeah, you never know, I might be the next Dodd Clooney. Now here is a Bobby's pine out of £1 million over sexism case. So a former Police Scotland armed response officer who exposed the ugly and rampant culture of sexism and misogyny within the firearms department has been awarded a settlement of almost £1 million by the Bobbies. Former PC Rona Malone won a victimisation claim following an employment tribunal last year. She began grievance action after a senior Bobby said he did not want to see two female armed officers deployed together when there was sufficient male staff on duty. The tribunal heard that in an email sent on January 10, 2018, which Ms. Malone was copied into, he said this makes more sense from a search balance of testosterone perspective. However, the order was never implemented as another senior officer told staff the email did not represent the views of senior management and was not to be actioned. The tribunal accepted evidence there was an absolute boys' club culture within the armed response vehicle team. In its judgment last October, the tribunal upheld Ms. Malone's claims of victimisation. However, her claim of direct discrimination was dismissed. A joint statement from Bobbies Scotland and Ms. Malone said a settlement, including a payment of £947,909 and 7 pence, has now been agreed. Fuck comes up with that number. Ms. Malone's solicitor said former PC Malone is relieved this long, costly and stressful litigation is at an end. I'll bet she is. She and those police officers who gave evidence on her behalf performed a vital public service, exposing the ugly and rampant culture of sexism from within Police Scotland's firearms department. Well, that is maybe, but, £1 million. Flat panic. That's just taxpayers' money going to waste. Now, in case you're biding on the other side of the moon, or Lumphanan or something like that, you kind of fail to notice that today is Eurovision Song Contest Day, so here is a wee snippet of his favourites for it. Ukraine is partly dipped for glory, so they're odds-on favourite to win the Eurovision Song Contest this year, but the nation faces tough competition, faces Sweden, Italy, and most surprisingly, the UK. The Kalush Orchestra, it's Ukraine, so they're a folk rap group, secured their place in the grand final with an impressive performance in the first semi-final on Tuesday. Then we've got Sam Ryder for the UK. He was selected in a new collaboration between the BBC and global music management company Tap Music, which also revamped the promotional campaign. And then we've got Cornelia Jacobs for Sweden. So her, whose father is a famous rock star in her native country, began her recording career as part of a short-lived girl band, Love Generation, who released her self-titled debut album in the summer of 2010. And then we've got Mahmoud and Bianco for Italy, two of Italy's most popular young artists. Mahmoud and Bianco will represent the host nation this weekend. So Mahmoud found fame in the Italian version of The X Factor, while rapper Bianco's 2021 single My Fai Impazere topped the Italian charts. So you have a few hours enjoying this or suffering it, if ever you look at it. The night to see if wins, and if you know, the UK gets more than, well, nil point, I suppose, on things decent after the last couple of years we've had. So we shall see. But I mean, I have no time for it myself. I can I just watch it because the wife likes it, honestly. Now, just finish up with sport as normal, and inside the back page, paper today is just says Goodwin says Considine will get game time to bid farewell. So, long serving Andy Considine will be given the game time to say an emotional farewell to Aberdeen supporters. Boss Jim Goodwin will give the defender an extended run out in his final appearance for the club the morn. Scotland international Considine, who made his debut in 2004, will exit Aberdeen after the season ending clash with St Mirren. So, well, certainly wish him all the best, and I'm sure he'll get a tremendous, you know, respect for the crowd, and there'll be a lot of appreciation for, I think he's done for Aberdeen. He's certainly been a stalwart for him, and he's done his best through some difficult times. But all the best of the future for him, and you know, hopefully we can finish in a high the morn. But come on, Aberdeen. Now, that's me done for today. Now, it's a wee puckle of stories out of the day's paper on Saturday, the 14th of May, 2022. It's been an absolute topper of the day up in Aberdeen today. It was at Craig Ivar this morning at the producer's market. It was tremendously busy, a rare turnout of folk, and, you know, some great products on sale there. And Snochray Jocks did very well, so very happy with our first foray into farmers' markets kind of thing. So, he'll look for some mare to ging till now, but yep, Oatcake seemed to be a great success in the short breeding now. So extremely happy with that, and it was a bit cloudy first thing, but as the day wore on, the sun came out, and you know, by dinner time it was lovely, and that's continued afternoon. It's a fantastic evening. So anyway, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, it'd be great if you could tell a pal, or you know, let somebody first maybe feeling nae very well, maybe in the hospital, or stuck here for a few days, or buys an old folks home, or somebody buys themselves, doesn't see muckle folk, just let them ken about it, and if they need a hand to get tuned into it and subscribe to it so they can hear it every day, then that would be great to be something to listen to, maybe just now and again. And as I keep on saying, there's hundreds of all episodes with them, you know, some folk that never even use is all are new, but them just to hear if it's been going on. So, as I say, thank you very much, and that to be great. Cheers now. Toodaloo.
For the Constitution, speak the vote, the rules are them. Wrong field, Nell field, Manor field, and Panor field. Lots of local stories that you may never hear.